Cinnamon Girl by Neil Young. Hello, I'm Michael Dale. You're listening to The Burst Playlist Show with me and Tom Harrison.
Hi.
Tom, how are you doing today?
Sorry, I've got a slightly dodgy throat there. Yeah, I'm fine.
You were just eating as well, weren't you?
Yeah, just having some crisps.
Highly unprofessional work here on Burst. Welcome to The Playlist Show, where you'll be hearing some new music. But Tom, I hear you say Neil Young. That's not very new.
I didn't say that.
No, maybe you
but
might.
It is true. Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
you might have thought that, and you'd be right to think that because it was probably from about the 70s. I know. But the joy of the Burst Playlist is that we kind of throw together old music with new music, promoting the new with the old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I do.
He likes that. So today you can expect to hear music from Death Cab for Cutie, The Deer Hunter, The Mountain Goats, The Step, Public Service Broadcasting, To Kill a King, and Affairs. Not only that, we've got a couple of interviews coming up.
Really?
We do. A couple of pre-recorded interviews that I had with some great guys.
Surely not with bands that we're playing the music out of on this show.
Oh, yes.
It's all thought through.
We're going to be having some interviews from To Kill a King and Affairs.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
What?
No, you go.
I was going to say, all that coming between now and 3 o'clock. This is all part of Music Mondays as well, where we celebrate music here on Burst. So after that, there's going to be some more cracking stuff.
Good.
Good. This is Gagarin by Public Service Broadcasting.
This is Moscow. This is Moscow calling. On the 12th of April, the Soviet Union orbited a spaceship around the Earth with a man on board. The astronaut is a Soviet citizen, Major Gagarin Yuri Alekseyevich.
Cosmonaut. The first to open the door into the unknown. The first to step over the threshold of our homeland. The whole planet knew him and loved him.
Gagarin.
Was it hazardous? Yes, it was. The first strides into the unknown were about to be made. The hero who blazed the trail to the stars.
One of us was with Yuri Gagarin as he orbited the Earth 190 miles above us. Astronaut to Earth. I can see forests, rivers, cumulus clouds all around. Everything's so beautiful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Get
just got it.
Shock by Fever. Tom, you and I will never be.
Huh?
You and I will never be.
Be what?
What? You and I will never be.
I don't know what that means.
Well, just I said it in the song. You and I will never be. We'll never be.
But I am.
Whatever. Before that, we heard Gagarin by Public Service
Descartes.
Broadcasting. Don't bring Descartes into Music Mondays.
Really?
What would he have thought of Music Mondays? I bet he would have loved them.
What would Descartes have thought of Music Mondays? Should we do that?
As a feature.
As features, what would various philosophers have thought of Music Mondays?
Tweet in at Burst Radio if you want.
What would Descartes have thought of Music Mondays?
Yeah, I reckon he would have liked it.
I think, therefore, I listen to Music Mondays.
That's pretty much what he said. And yeah. Do you know what? And he loves To Kill a King.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do an interview with him.
I think, therefore, I listen to Music Mondays. And it is the Thinking Man's music show. Music Day. Radio.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, okay. We've still got some great music coming up. More chat like that, hopefully. Hopefully some more top chat like that.
Could even get better. Which other philosophers could we ask about what they think about Music Mondays?
Sartre, if he liked it.
Kierkegaard.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could ask what he thinks of it. I took a risk there, didn't I?
Yeah.
Like Kierkegaard.
Yeah.
Don't know.
This is The Step with Gravity.
Still gravity goes. I must try not to. Myself to breathe, I'm forcing myself.
Gravity by The Step. Yeah?
Yeah. No, I quite like that.
Yeah. I like gravity as well.
What, just the phenomenon?
Yeah.
The force.
All right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
Keeps me grounded.
Ooh.
Little joke.
Ooh, have you ever heard that? Gravity's a myth. It's just that the Earth sucks.
Oh!
High five. Put it there.
Okay, oh shit.
Come on.
It's quite a long
stretch,
way.
Wasn't it?
Quite a long way to reach.
I think that if Kierkegaard was listening to this show, he would say, life can only be understood backwards, but Music Mondays can only be understood forwards.
Yeah.
So more from the philosophers later.
What book is that from?
The first half of that, I think, is it from Fear and Trembling?
Oh yeah, probably. What's the second half from?
Me.
No.
No, well, the
you're
actual
what
quote,
he said.
Well, the actual quote is, life can only be understood backwards, it must be lived forwards.
All right.
But Music Mondays must be listened to forwards.
Obviously. Coming up later on Music Mondays, we've got Tom and Mike's theme songs. Theme songs? Is it theme songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is where we play songs on a theme.
Yeah.
This week it is space theme. Should have mentioned that after the Gagarin track, really, shouldn't I?
That would have been good. That would be slick.
Lindsay, our very own Lindsay, is here in the studio at the moment. Hi, Lindsay. You might have heard a noise there. She's coming up at 3.
Sounded a bit like an owl.
With a show of her own. And then Big O's going to take the reins at 5 o'clock. So up next is the song Blood Science by Fares, which is actually released today, Tom.
Is it really?
It really is. And after this, we're going to be hearing from bass player Jack.
Aren't we cutting edge?
Thank you.
Affairs there with Blood Science. That single was released today, and it's a great song, isn't it?
At last.
Really good song, really good like 80s vibe to it. I've been singing it all week. Really good stuff. Last Monday, I was lucky enough to speak to Jack, the bass player, on the phone.
Oh, good.
Yeah, very good. Very nice guy. And I asked him if he was excited about the single release today.
Yeah, it's great for us. Like, we've been working really hard on it, towards the release, and, like, we're really happy with it, so...
Yeah, so I heard the single quite a while ago because it's been online for a while, as you said, and it's kind of been picking up plays from radio stations here and there. We've got it on our playlist.
Yeah, that's great.
So does this kind of the official release kind of feel like it's kind of moving somewhere now?
Yeah, I mean, like we've been sort of like working towards this single now for. Sort of around sort of 5 months towards the release date, you know, like getting radio plays here and there. We've obviously got XFM, which is really good. Hopefully, like, we'll hit some of the BBC. We've had like BBC plays in like Nottingham and Humberside. It's sort of starting to spread now, which is obviously what we want.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. How would you kind of describe your sound to someone who, say, hadn't heard your music?
I'd say, like, we're very, like, 80s influenced. I think by listening to the track, that becomes quite obvious. We've been inspired by, like, I'd say bands like the Talking Heads, the Smiths, you know, sort of 80s music. So I'd say there's definitely influence there from the 80s. But I'd say, you know, there's a unique sound in there. Through like the synths that we use a lot of like samples and stuff, and I think it's kind of like a combination of like old and new, really.
Right. Yeah. Okay. How did the band form?
Well, first of all, it was me and Dan who met at the first year of university in halls at Hull University, mm-hmm. And then we. Came across Liam, who Dan previously knew, kind of invited him down, and then it was James that we found, the lead singer, at like an open mic night. He was singing Daniel by Bat for Lashes, and we were outside having a cigarette, heard it and thought, oh, you know, we need to listen to this guy, so we went in, heard him, and then, you know, invited him out for a chat, and then just got him to come along for an audition. Wow. And that was sort of like how the band started. Started to look for a drummer, Fat Michael, and then just started practicing and gigging. I think it was lucky that we all sort of got on really well. You know, we all had a lot in common. We all sort of listened to similar kind of music. We all like going to the same sort of 80s club nights, and it just sort of came together really.
So have you done kind of tours much around England?
We've played, yeah. We've hit up, you know, like a lot of places. It's only recently that we've started. Sort of, we've got a game management in October, like tour manager. We've got Future Proof working for us now, like PR company. It's only recently that we've started to have a bit more backing. So like we'll hopefully be planning a bigger tour this year. But previously when we put them together ourselves, you know, we've hit up Sheffield, Norwich, London, Leeds, like we've been around, like we've recently played Manchester, like which is obviously like our home now. I'd say we've got around, you know, it would be nice to sort of hit up places, you know, like in a row, yeah. Sort of day by day. So hopefully that'll be something for 2015.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds great. Did you say that the band is now, are you all based in Manchester?
Yeah, we're all living together in Manchester now. That's been since October. You know, like I think it's been a natural progression for us to move out of Hull, like where the band was born. You know, we had a great time there, but we were there for, you know, like 4 years at university, you know, before the band really got going. So it felt natural to sort of move out and move somewhere bigger.
Yeah, definitely. And did you say that you all live together?
We do, yes.
Well, actually sort of in the same house.
Yeah, we all live together in the same house.
Wow, does it get stressful kind of living and working together all the time?
I think that as long as you kind of give each other the right amount of space that you need sometimes, quite often we'll kind of split into like little packs and work on things. So me and Jimmy will go away and do some vocals in one room, and Dan and Liam will go in another and, you know, start mixing a track or start getting, you know, the gears together for something new. So it is handy because you have that, like, convenience of each other to sort of kind of get going on something, you know, like work on a new track. But, you know, it is sometimes you just want a bit of space. But I think we're all kind of mature enough now, and I think, you know, we're past the university days. It's sort of like we're treating it more like a business these days, and I think it works.
And also, I saw on the internet that you are a sort of you're described as a sharply dressed group.
Sharply dressed group. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm particularly into my fashion. Like, I've worked in like sort of fashion retail, like on the side of the band. So I mean, I think we all like to look after ourselves. So we sort of tend to find ourselves in charity shops and vintage shops, sort of just trying to make ourselves look kind of a bit different and a bit quirky. I mean, you always want to get noticed on stage, and it just happens that a couple of reviewers have picked up on that.
What is kind of what's in the pipeline for the band now? Kind of what are the plans for the future?
Well, we're going to be back in the studio fairly soon, working on another single, and then I would imagine we'll be releasing an EP towards the end of the year, and then hopefully an album in 2016.
So that was Jack, the bass player from Affairs, whose single Blood Science is out today, who I spoke to last week.
Yeah, that was a nice little insight into the band that we just heard. Yeah.
Well, can I just talk a bit about that?
Yeah.
Before you go, because I know you're going to hit me with some sort of philosophical quote about
Music Mondays.
Who is it?
Well, don't let you know.
So I spoke to Jack last Monday. I think we chatted for about 15 minutes. So that was only, you know, a taster. You know, we chatted about football, because their song was played at halftime in a West Brom game. Oh. And their friend kind of sent them a text or something saying, mate, I've just heard your song played in a massive football stadium. It's all right, isn't it?
That's all right.
Not bad at all. So yeah, we had a little chat about football, had a chat about his path into music. Really nice guy. And yeah, the single's out today. Go and buy it.
Yeah. Where can that be bought from?
The usual places, Tom. The usual places. I mean, you're looking at iTunes. You're looking at
all the classics.
Vinyl shops.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Probably. Okay, good.
Yeah, but that single is out today, and yeah, that was Affairs.
Yeah, go get it. If Albert Camus were to pass comment on Music Mondays, I think he would probably say, "Music Mondays can be magnificent and overwhelming." Mm-hmm. This is the whole tragedy.
Oh, yeah.
Without beauty, love, or danger, it would almost be easy to listen to.
The Ghost of Beverly Drive by Death Cab for Cutie. Thank you, Camus. More from him later.
Of these crimes, where the
sell, but not be bought. So let us not be lonesome. So let us not be lonesome. Lost in between our needs and wants.
Ghosts of Beverly Drive by Death Cab for Cutie there from their upcoming album Kintsugi. They've been kind of releasing singles over the last few weeks. That is the second, I think. And today they've actually just put online a new song, which is called Little Wanderer. So if you like that, go and listen to that one. Coming up, we've got music from To Kill a King, The Deer Hunter. We've got loads. Tom, we've got loads.
Yeah,
a couple more quotes from you, hopefully.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking what Sartre would say of Music Mondays.
All right, what
I think
would
it would
say?
Be something like this. If you're lonely when you're listening to Music Mondays on Burst, you're in bad company. So, thanks, Sartre.
Thanks, Sartre. It's nice that they've all given us a shout out, isn't it?
It is nice. Yeah. It is good.
It's very
and
good.
And in their published work as well.
Yeah, very strange.
It's almost incongruous, isn't it? They suddenly start talking about Music Mondays.
Yeah, which only started a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's quite anachronistic, isn't it?
Very mental. This is Heel Turn mental. 2 by the Mountain Goats. Coming up, we've got an interview with To Kill a King. So stay tuned for that.
Get stomped like a snake. Lie down in the dirt. Cling to my convictions. Even when I get hurt. Be an upstanding, well-loved man about town. In your child's mind, that's how it goes down. But I tried the losing side. I don't want to die in here. I don't want to die in here. Drift down into the new dark light without any reservations. You found my breaking. Congratulations. Spent too much of my life now trying to play fair. Throw my better self overboard. Shoot at him when he comes up for air. Come unhinged. Get revenge. I don't want to die in here. Good under pressure for years and years and years and years. President of the fan club up there choking on his tears. Let all the trash rain down from way up in the rafters. I'm walking out of here in one piece. Don't care what comes after. Drive the wedge, torch the bridge. I don't want to die in here. I don't want to die in here.
Hi, I'm Jack from Affairs, and you are listening to Burst in their 15th anniversary year.
Thank you, Jack. So that was Heel Turn 2 from the Mountain Goats. Really love that song.
It's yeah, that's really nice.
Really nice catchy bit at the beginning, which during the record we were saying sounds a bit like the Decemberists.
Yeah, who we're big fans of.
Big fans of. And there's that kind of piano bit. And I love it when songs just in the middle just completely kind of disintegrate.
Wander off.
Yeah, just wander off, take a little, you know, meander. Coming up, we have a little phone interview I did with To Kill a King's lead singer.
Yet another.
Ralph. Yeah, I've been busy. Busy, busy man.
Well, two phone calls.
Well...
in a week.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
I
could manage that. Well, I was about to say I could manage that, but I'm supposed to be calling the Mini dealership to get my car done, but I was supposed to call them about 3 months ago. Oh, it's just a pain, isn't it?
It's a real pain.
Yeah. I suppose it's nicer calling up, you know, a band that you really respect to do an interview with them than calling up the Mini dealership.
Do you not respect the Mini dealership? You do.
Well, I do, but I feel like, right, car services are always like, sorry to take a tangent
here we go.
But you feel like you're spending loads of money and it doesn't feel like it's going anywhere. I'm going to get my car back. It's not going to feel any different.
No.
All that's going to feel different is, you know, the weight of my wallet.
Yeah, the bank balance.
Yeah. It's annoying.
It is true.
But there you go.
You got to do it, though.
Oh, and if my mum's listening, this is all a joke. The Mini got done ages ago.
Right, okay.
Okay, so I'm covered there, aren't I?
You're covered. Yeah, you're covered. And if it's out, are you still in the MOT warranty? That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so you're not. Why are we talking about this?
But I'm just, you know,
just making sure
you might have
and
suddenly.
And if your car needs a service, make sure that you do get it in before, because there are some terrible statistics about people.
Tom, we like to act as a public service broadcaster sometimes. So true, just giving out little nuggets of information. You know, keep your car oiled.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Means keep oil in your car.
So on the weekend, I went to see.
Yeah, you need to make
band
sure.
To Kill
King.
Okay, we've stopped
that. Put your dipstick.
Right, turn him down. I've turned him down now because he's still going on about. Yeah, I've turned him off. So I went to see the band To Kill a King on Saturday. They have been one of my favourite bands. Tom, are you there?
Yeah.
He is there. Okay. They've been one of my favourite bands for about 3 years now. I've actually seen them twice before.
You're wearing a T-shirt of theirs
yeah,
now.
I'm wearing the T-shirt now. That is nerdy, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I'll tell you that you're wearing a T-shirt of theirs. It's like, it's not one. You haven't nicked one of their T-shirts.
No, it's my.
It's
one.
A band T-shirt.
Yeah, it's my T-shirt. So this was the big hat trick.
Yeah.
And I thought, what?
And when
best
I say it's
way...
a band T-shirt, I don't mean that it's a T-shirt that you're not allowed to wear.
I'm going to turn you off again.
Really?
If you keep interrupting.
Okay, fine.
Okay. I thought, what better way to celebrate than to actually have a little chat with the lead singer Ralph on the phone?
That would be good.
That would be good. Also, they've got they had a new album out last Monday, self-titled album. And I was going to play, well, we have been playing their single Love Is Not Control. We've played it many a times.
Yeah. Okay.
We've also played Compare Scars, which is the next single. But this song, which I'm going to play, is quite an old track. But this is one that they played, was their penultimate song they played. No, I tell a lie, it wasn't. It was the first song of the encore. And he did it acoustically, and it was incredible. So I thought I'd play that. This is Bloody Shirt by To Kill a King.
This tie-coat inverted be a noose instead. Oh, you lie next to me. Heart is beating heavily. Blood in your earlobe and blood in your shirt. And it's too late to say you're sorry. Say you're sorry still. And I stepped out with heavy heart to bail you out again. All those things you do. And all those things you do. Get out and get gone. This town is only gonna get worse. And get out and get gone. This town is only gonna reach you. Oh, so many bills to pay. No, it's don't go away. Oh, so sad. But you know you're drunk again. Take out your best friend. Oh, so sad. Oh, you're lying next to me. Heart is beating heavily. There's blood in your earlobe. shirt. And it's too late to say you're sorry. Say you're sorry still. I stepped out with heavy heart to bail you out again. All those things you do, and all those things you do. Get out, get gone. This town is only gonna get worse. Get out, get gone. This town is only gonna eat you. Get out, get gone. This town is only gonna get worse. Get out, get gone. This town is only gonna eat you. Oh, you lie next to me. Heart is beating heavily. Blood in your hair though. Blood in your shirt. It's too late to say you're sorry. Say you're sorry still. And I stepped out with heavy heart to bail you out again. All those things you do, and all those things you do. Get out and get gone. This town is only gonna get worse. Get out and get gone. This town is only gonna reach you. Get out and get gone. This town is only gonna get worse. Get out and get gone. This town is only gonna reach you. Get out and get gone. This town is only gonna get worse. Get out and get gone. This town is only gonna reach you. Get out. This town is only gonna get worse. Get out, get gone. This town is only gonna eat you.
Bloody shirt.
Bloody shirt.
You bloody shirt I've got on to Killer King. I've actually got a Tequila King shirt on.
Yeah.
Bloody Tequila King shirt.
No blood on it, though.
There's no blood on it, no. Which is good. Yeah, so as I said, he played that, Ralph, acoustically.
Yeah, I can't really imagine it acoustically.
Yeah, and it was absolutely amazing. Mm. I've seen him live. That was my third time, and that was probably the best thing I've seen him do live, was him come out, little guitar. I mean, not taken away from the band. That seems like I'm having to go at the band. They don't need to be there.
Don't want to be doing that.
They need to be there. They're great. Got out of that one.
Good people do not need laws to tell them to listen to Music Mondays, while bad people will find a way round listening to Music Mondays.
And who said that?
Plato just popped his head into.
Thanks, Plato. Last Monday I spoke to Ralph of Tequila King about their new album, and I asked him if he could just sort of explain what it meant.
Sure. Well, it's our second album. It's kind of moved on a little bit in terms of sound. It's like a lot more upbeat and a little bit rockier. A lot more of it started out in the writing process in electrics rather than acoustics. That immediately gave its lift. But it's also half it's been produced by Mark Crew, and it's all been mixed by him. So I think that's definitely given it, particularly the drum sound, a lot more forceful than the first album. But yeah, we're really proud of it. And we're now on the fourth day of our tour in Leeds, and it's been great playing it live. And say it's been out a week, but people know the words, they're singing along, which is just a real sort of, it means the world to us, and it's great.
Yeah, it's brilliant. The last time we heard Tequila King was the Exit Pursued by a Bear EP.
Yeah.
And before that, obviously, you had Cannibals with Cutlery, which came out, was released twice, is that right?
Yeah, so yeah. We did it as a release on our own label, and then it got re-released by Extra Mile, who are our current record label.
Brilliant. And as you said in your description, this one kind of feels a lot more upbeat and kind of uplifting and triumphant than like the music you've done before. Was that kind of a conscious decision that you set out to achieve?
I think it was one of these ones of... this one's been definitely more of a conscious album, I suppose. Like the first album was kind of a collection of songs that I wrote before we got signed, and you know, whilst you're trying to make that first album. Where for this one, it was definitely setting out with I'm going to write an album, if that makes sense. And so with that, I suppose I did think a little bit more about each song and what it was going to be like and how it was going to fit on the album. Also with this one, I decided to make it. The last one was definitely telling a lot of other people's stories and stuff. Where this one, I definitely consciously tried to make it a lot more personal. And I think it's also been to do with the change of sound of just playing to larger audiences. First album, we were just playing in like back rooms of pubs and in people's living rooms and stuff. Where for this one, we've been playing, last year we played some absolutely huge shows to like, you know, I think the biggest was about 8,000, and it was just, I think the sound has grown with that.
Would you say, also I know that there's been kind of a change of personnel in the band over a few
absolutely.
Years. Has that kind of affected the sound as well?
Oh yeah, completely. I mean, this entire second album's been written with Grant and Taffel rather than Ian and John. And so, yeah, I mean, their style of playing has been massively influenced on how the album's turned out. Yeah, completely.
What about the kind of the dynamic of the band on a day-to-day basis? Has that changed as well?
I think so, yeah. But I think only in the sort of natural way that it things do sort of evolve. I think with this one, there's a lot more, it's maybe slightly more vocally led as well. Mm-hmm. In that respect. So, yeah, you know, but as in, still very much a sort of band. So, yeah.
You said you are 4 days into the tour.
Yeah. We did Nottingham, Glasgow and Manchester. And now we're currently back in my hometown of Leeds. At the Brudenell. We're just, the rest of the lads are loading in. In fact, it was very fortuitous when you called because they're loading the gear in and I can't obviously help. So yeah, perfect timing. Thank you.
I've done you a favour there. Do you kind of is it nice kind of playing in your hometown, so to speak? Is it nice?
It is, but it's weird because I moved away 7 years ago. I think it's one of those things. It's not London's definitely the sort of homecoming show. When we do Shepherd's Bush, that's going to be the sort of the big one. But it's nice. My folks come, and it's a bit more of a weird one. They sort of I suppose because my parents and my sister come and like they're friends, so it's more. I think I feel slightly more self-conscious, and I don't know. I think the show gains stuff because it's more, it's like a more family sort of thing. But maybe also I don't do slightly the same chat that I would if they weren't there. Yeah, you know what I mean. It's that sort of thing.
Keep it clean, clean stuff.
Keep it cleanish, and also. Yeah, and also, I don't know, it's one of those things when people who have known you since you were a kid and you try and do stuff on stage, they're like, what on earth are you doing? But if you do it in front of loads of strangers, it's fine. You know? It's okay.
Yeah, that's true. I'm coming to the gig in London, Shepherd's Bush. And,
oh, brilliant. That should be great.
I'm really excited about it. One thing about the band is that over the years you've done some kind of really interesting covers. Maps, the one you did, who was that by again?
The first one.
Yeah, I mean, that's like one of my favourite covers. And then when I saw you in London, you did a cover of Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side, because it was at that
time.
Yeah.
That one was the only, because we'd done quite a few, but that was the only cover. We've never recorded that, but that was like, we tried to do that almost as straight as we could, where for normally we try and change them quite a bit. Like the Map one and the Lana Del Rey one, we changed quite a lot, and there's a Feist one too. But like, yeah, that one, it was just nice. I mean, I'm such a big Lou Reed fan, and it was, we were just like, yeah, we'll give this a go. And I think the audience really seemed to respond well to it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I was there. It kind of felt like a really special moment.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering if you're going to, have you got any sort of covers lined up for this tour?
No, we would have done, but to be perfectly honest, this tour's, we're doing so much new material. We're kind of, I suppose it's pretty much half and half, the old stuff and the new stuff, but it's quite a long set now as well. It's pushing an hour and a half. Yeah. So it's, we're sort of pretty much concentrating on any new songs being the new songs from the album. I think I'd like to do something for maybe the summer, for like the festival seasons. Yeah. I've been thinking for a long time about Blur's Tender. I think we could do something cool with that. It's just such a beautiful tune. But yeah, it's just finding the right song and working out what to do with it, really.
Yeah, definitely. My favourite song of yours, I think, is Letter to My Lover, which is the closing track on your first album, Cannibal's Cutlery.
Yeah.
What would you say is the kind of song you're most proud of that you've written?
Oh, I don't know. It's a tough one. I mean, it's very tough. I think The one that I'm enjoying the most playing live at the moment is a new track from the album called Friends. It's really fun to play. It's got some nice sort of guitar parts for me to play around with. But I think in terms of sort of being proud, it might be, I suppose, maybe something like Cannibals with Cutlery. Just like recently we've been putting that back in the set, and it's really nice hearing everyone sing along to it. And people get quite attached to it too. That's really nice, especially when it felt like quite a sort of personal song that not necessarily everyone would sort of get into, because it's kind of, obviously it's a bit about heartbreak and stuff, but there's also that sort of bit of dry sense of humour in there as well, with the sort of alcohol's lubricant sort of line and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to hear people kind of get it and laugh along still, even though they know the line, yeah. You know, it's like, it's funny. They all still laugh. And it's nice that, I think that's a good, sort of level of the sort of stuff that we try and do, which is kind of like is sort of emotional sort of stuff, but also sometimes there's that sort of little humorous line there, sort of dark humor.
Yeah, no, definitely, I get that kind of vibe. And another thing about the band is that kind of there's always been a very kind of loyal following and a sense of community around the band. Experiencing that on the road, is that kind of nice to?
Oh, it's really nice. It is really nice. It's I mean, all our sort of fans at varying degrees. You do still get some that you're a little bit like, wow, that's quite intense what just went on then. But it always, I think, comes from a place, like a nice place, which is good. But on the whole, they're all like really nice people. They're quite excited to say hello, but not too invasive, you know, which is really cool. And also a lot of them, they sort of, I think there's that added sense because we actually do know them a bit, because through the years we've sort of stayed on their floors or they've put on gigs for us and that sort of thing. So there's quite a few people who come and say hello that you actually have a conversation with, because you do know them, sort of thing. Or they've made something or done something nice, like that sort of thing. I'm always amazed by the amount of people who are painting and just amazing at painting. And they seem to want to paint us. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Sure, could be putting your talents to better use, but it's always quite amazing.
There is a lot of drawings on the Twitter, isn't there?
Lots of drawings, and
fan drawings.
Yeah, paintings and things and fan art and stuff, which is nice. I don't think we've made it into our own fan fiction yet, but we have made it into quite a few Bastilles.
Oh, right.
Occasionally get sent them by friends. Yeah, that's another level, though. I think that's another level. Most of our fans aren't quite like that. but yeah, that's fan fiction. Wow.
That's the next. That's the next goal. The next aim.
That's the next. Well, maybe not goal, but I'll see what it's like when we get there.
So that was Ralph Pellemounter from the band To Kill a King.
Yeah. He's what's his name?
Pellemounter.
Okay.
Why?
I thought he was Mr. To Kill a King. Ralph To Kill a King. I thought it was one word.
No, it's Pellemounter, is it? Okay. To Kill a King, new album out last week called To Kill a King. Single out called
Does that mean
Love
his ancestors
control.
Mounted Pellies?
What's a Pelly?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So you know those things that you mount them, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horse.
Them. No, Pellies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pellies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom, we've got the Burst playlist show is coming to an end, because if you've noticed the time,
no!
It's 1 minute past 3.